Good day to you. God bless you. Welcome to Shepherd's Chapel. Welcome to this Family Bible Study Hour. Ready to get back into our Father's Word here at the Chapel? We're going to pick it up today, 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 10. We'd love to have you if you'd care to get your Bible and join us today. We've at the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, and a very righteous, pious king. He did a lot of good things as far as rooting out idolatry, not only in Judah, but also some in the 10 tribes of Israel as well. Asa, his father, and Jehoshaphat, probably two of the more righteous, or the five most righteous kings of Judah, did a good job. But we're going to see today that he messed up in one regard. But he had just done a good thing. He had appointed the princes of the tribes, as well as Levites and priests, to go out and teach the word of God. And, you know, if you have a good leader, a king who is a righteous person and worships the Lord, and he shows concern enough to send out teachers to teach the word, things are going to go well for the nation as long as you continue to do things his way. So with that introduction, let's pick it up today. We ask that word of wisdom in Yeshua's precious name. Father, we ask you to open eyes, open ears this day. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 10, and it reads, "And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat." The people of the nations that bordered on Israel knew that the Lord was with Judah, and therefore they would not attack. And, you know, the Lord is the best ally that you can have. I don't care how to get a, you know, and allies are a great thing as long as you're not paying for them. That's one thing I object to, is when you have to pay someone to be your ally. That's not really an ally. If the money stops, so does the relationship of being an ally. So, but again, you know, if you put your rest in the Lord and you rely on him, and you continue to do things his way and receive his blessings, that's the best protection that a nation can have. Verse 11. "Also some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver, and the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,700 rams and 7,700 he goats." The Arabians being nomadic peoples who had their wealth was their herds and their flocks, and therefore they gave of those. Now the Philistines, understand, lifelong, centuries and centuries long enemies of Israel and Judah. And for the Philistines even to be bringing tribute silver to Jehoshaphat, that's saying something. The word tribute also in verse 11 in the Hebrew is matzah. And it means a burden, actually, if you translate it properly. In other words, a lot of silver, a great quantity of silver. Verse 12. "And Jehoshaphat waxed," or became, "great exceedingly. And he built in Judah castles," or palaces, "and cities of store," had peace on all of the borders. And just as one of his ancestors, Solomon, had done when they had peace, that they built fortified cities. Rehoboam did the same thing, and placed supplies there, military weapons, and also established garrisons where you could position some military people throughout the kingdom. No matter where you were attacked then, you had military in a defensive position until the main body of the army could arrive. Verse 13, "And he," being Jehoshaphat, "had much business in the cities of Judah, and the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. And now verses 14 through 19, we have the armies of Judah and Benjamin numbered. Now, it's not stated here who ordered this numbering. And you may recall from studies in Kings and also in First Chronicles, there